a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Everyone on TikTok's talking about this, the intimate mix that Spotify have carefully curated for you. So, you know, things happen sometimes, sparks fly, and you think, oh, I'd like to have some backing music for this.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, it was the DVD start menu, just going over and over and over again.
Just, yeah.
But, you know, we don't have that anymore. So you've got to chuck some tunes on.
The DVD actual logo bouncing around, just trying to find the exact right spot as you were doing the same thing.
Disgusting. Anyway, and Spotify have made it easy because now you just search up in your Spotify intimate mix and it gives you an intimate mix of, you know, that it curates you. So it's like, hey, these are your listening.
Wow. Bands. So it goes, this is what you listen to. This is what we think you'll get down
yeah.
to.
Wow. Yeah, right? So I'll give you a bit of insight into
that's awesome.
Into mine.
Yeah.
So we've got, I mean, it's a bit of a mixed bag to be fair.
Yeah.
It starts off with this, which is.
Just the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
We can make it if we try.
Grover Washington.
Love this song.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people, you know it from Austin Powers too.
Yeah, no hate.
No hate.
Or
no
Will
hate.
Smith. Didn't Will Smith do a version of this?
Oh, did he? Yeah. I don't know.
Also, Getting Jiggy With It, Wild Wild West. Is your whole playlist Will Smith
it's
inspired?
Not, but it should be. That's an amazing thing. Okay, we go from Grover yeah. to Seal.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know about the tempo.
I don't know. Yeah. I agree with you.
It's a bit, yeah.
It's kind of like, and it's also a bit too commercial, right?
Okay, yeah, for you.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
Yeah.
Like, is that the start or the end? I don't know. Anyway, and then, I mean, classic, you know classic me. You're not going to be surprised by this.
Who's this again?
Sade. I'll tell you what, you chuck her best hits on. Got no dramas. It is the perfect backing soundtrack.
I bet.
Okay, to cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah, and in the bedroom.
Exactly.
Disgusting.
Right?
Absolutely.
I've actually gotten onto your phone.
Oh, you have? You've gone into my Spotify?
Yeah, I have, and I've checked out your intimate mix.
Oh, really?
No surprises here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is what you've given me here to
yeah,
press? Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Bing, bing, bing,
oh,
bing,
come
bing,
on.
Bing, 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 bing.
What's going on?
Bing, bing. Yeah, indeed. Sorry, Carlia. It's the truth, though.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of friends, lots of them at our house yesterday. Indy had her birthday party.
Oh, my God. You had 31 kids, was it, invited?
Yeah, it ended up being about 30. I didn't do a final head count.
Yeah.
I did at one point just to make sure we weren't going to give away. We had enough prizes to give away for a freeze dance.
Okay.
Because, like, that's one thing you do not want to do is.
Dude, it's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
And so we're playing freeze dance, and there's like 30 kids dancing, and then they'd all freeze, and they were really good. And I had to judge. And so I'd be like, I kept saying to Carly, I was like, no, I can't pick anyone out. But then I did, I had to slowly pick them off. As we're going like through the game,
you
otherwise we'd be
hire
there all day.
A third party,
I know,
to do that, like the bad person.
Yeah, because
right?
Carly was like, "I'll do the music." I was like, "Okay, fine, whatever." And then I realized that meant I had to judge the children, and you know, it was pretty arbitrary. Sometimes they might have moved just a tiniest little bit, but we had to get the game going. So I'm tapping them on the sorry, hun, and like, oh god, their little devastated faces. They all got a prize anyway, but that's and so yeah, there was all them, and then. Each of them brought a parent as well. So there's about 60, 65 people at our house. It was huge.
It's the biggest party Lara's ever seen.
It was huge and it was hot under the deck. Anyway, thanks to everybody who came because everyone was really lovely and, you know, all the food got eaten and, yeah, just had a really good time. And they all bought beautiful presents for Indy. The one takeaway I have, you know, because afterwards once everyone left, then we sat her down and she went through all the presents and stuff. And so she was this mountain of gifts and stuff because everyone was so generous. But everyone, I reckon out of like 30 gifts, I reckon maybe five of them were wrapped in wrapping paper So I have enough gift bags now to re-gift for the next 5 years until her 10th birthday.
Yes, this is the circle of life, mate.
Yes, exactly.
How lucky are you?
Yeah, so if you have a child in Lara that goes to my daughter's kindy and you're going to have a birthday this year,
yes,
and particularly if you came to the one that we had yesterday, expect your bag back.
I love that.
Do not be surprised. It's good for the environment and it's good for me.
Just remember, don't write on that little card on the side of the bag.
Yeah. No, I will.
No, don't.
I like to break the chain.
No.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Beautiful Jess from Tim and Jess, the drive show, had their wedding. Well, not their wedding. She had her wedding.
Wedding to,
not to Tim.
To her now husband.
Yeah.
She's going to have to get used to saying that on air.
My husband,
Akshay.
Akshay, yeah. They got married at Sandringham Yacht Club. And I'm not going to give you too many details.
Beautiful spot,
it was
by the way.
So beautiful. It was outside at the yacht club there, overlooking the water. Great, right?
Yeah.
And two cultures coming together, Macedonian and Indian. Beautiful as well. So there were a lot of little touches from everyone's culture, which was great. But when we got there, it was so bright as well. And Indian weddings, this is my first Indian wedding, but normally they are quite bright and stuff, right?
Colourful.
Colourful weddings, cool. Like lots of colourful clothing, flowers and everything like that. And Jess is just bright. Like she is just sunshine.
Yeah.
Yes.
As a human, isn't she, right? And so I was like so looking forward to seeing like the colour theme and all that type of stuff. Anyway, so we were outside and Jimmy and I got there on time, which is odd for us, but good on us. The traffic, oh man.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, have I just lived in Ocean Grove too long? Yeah. Probably. But anyway, we got there, we parked at the yacht club, we went upstairs and Mum, bless her, she's like, it's going to be hot, you're going to be outside, here's a couple of water bottles for you.
Oh, clever. See, that's experience right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, great. Anyway, so we had that and we're all standing around. Then a couple of our mates from work were there also and then everyone kept arriving and I was just looking at everyone's outfits. Everyone looked stunning because it was a formal dress, right? So I looked around though and I was like, oh, wow, everyone's wearing all these colourful, beautiful things. And I got myself a beautiful black dress. I hide it from the Luxe Closet.
Ah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Which is great.
But see, you said formal. I would think formal is black and white.
Well, yeah, you can do formal as colourful as
okay,
well.
Okay, cool. Didn't know that.
Yeah, and because black tie is like the next one up.
Okay.
Right? So formal basically means guys with ties and girls in nice dresses. But while we were standing there, all the other work friends, I heard one of them say, oh, yeah, that dress is so nice and, you know, colourful, just like she wanted us to wear. And I said, sorry, guys, what's that?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that was on the
invite?
Well, yeah, apparently. was requested to wear bright colours.
Yeah, cool.
And here's me in a full-on black, which was lovely.
Yeah.
But a full-on black dress.
Maybe going to a funeral.
And then everyone was like, oh, we didn't want to tell you. Like, we knew. And I started spiraling, right? I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
You're like, what colour underwear am I wearing? Can I take the dress off?
Yeah, seriously. All black. Everything was black. You know when I go out, I wear my ritzy black Bonds.
Yeah.
And so.
Can I ask, what was Jimmy James rocking?
He was in a navy, dark navy suit.
Okay.
Know what, right? Jocks?
Yeah. But everyone was laughing. They're like, so you look. The thing was, it wasn't actually on the invite. It was on the invite, you had to scan a QR code to then go in and get all the information about the day. And it says, what should I wear? And it said, we'd love for you to get dressed up for the occasion. Ladies, go bold, bright, colourful and fun. I was about as fun as Morticia.
Yeah, story checks out.
You, though, see, I want to give you a pump up here. Mm. You have gone black so that everybody else can shine.
Oh, thank you, Lingy.
Story of your life,
mate.
Propping us all up.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
And we need to squeeze this in before we say goodbye to Brad Johnson.
Best
and fairest.
Best and fairest.
Best.
Because, of course, you are the doyen of sporting vests.
We are. And we've got a great deal at the moment. 50% off thanks to Toyota. Good for footy program. Okay. So jump on board now because it's only got about a week to go. Seriously. Now is the chance to grab it. There's a nice little...
Good plug there,
thank
right?
Thank you, mate.
And that is for those who are new. Xena vest.
Yes.
Yeah,
Xena vest,
sorry.
For
yes.
Female impact protection. So yeah. Jump on and have a look at xenasport.com.au. Okay, the votes. One to Danger.
Yeah,
who I thought was good. Big goal at the end of the game. Two to Max Holmes. Now, he would have got three if he had known about this action.
Oh, yeah, can't give him three.
Sorry, sorry, Max. Sorry. As good as you were. No, three votes.
Make sure he knows that.
Yes, three votes goes to Oliver Dempsey.
Yes, I'm glad you got him in there.
So you talked me into that one, Cameron. Good. So the leaderboard is Danger on one, Holmes on two, and Dempsey on three.
After round one, brilliant. Well, the Crows beckon on Friday night. You got a big weekend ahead again. Another seven games.
No.
Get all of them.
I might go to everyone.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, get tickets to them all. Might as well use them.
Always a pleasure. Brad Johnson. All right, mate. You've done all right. Yeah,
we get it. You're great.
We'll have you in again next Monday to do the jump for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer. Open 7 days. Thanks, Jono.
Thank you. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy
podcast. Okay.
At the dawn of time.
Don't, Lingy. Don't.
No,
because I can't have this for another day hanging over.
Tell
my
your
head.
Story.
How's this for a story, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how to start it now. So
he was going to.
It's not like you. Sorry, that's it. All right.
You've put too much pressure on me.
I know.
So we've had a whole heap of junk in our garage that we got rid of, and then a whole separate pile of stuff that we were going to donate.
Yeah.
It wasn't throwaway stuff. So it was boxes, like probably a good 8 or 9 moving boxes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Full of stuff, whether it be clothes or kids' stuff, a lot of baby stuff that we don't need anymore. Some we donated Geelong mums, but yeah. So we were working out, gosh, where are we going to donate it to?
Yeah.
And Carlia cottoned on to the fact that you can get salvos to come to you with a truck.
Yes.
And they'll come and pick it up. And so they've been sitting, how long have we been in that house? Since June last year. Mm. So, you know, going on 9 months. And so literally been sitting in the garage for that long. Oh, yeah, we'll get to it. We've got so much stuff, though. It's never going to fit in the car. And then sometimes you get there and they're like, no, thank you. And then what do you do? Go home again?
Anyway,
so when she worked out that the truck could come, we were like stoked. She's like, brilliant. We'll book it straight in.
Yeah.
Went out to the garage, made sure everything was nice, neat. Anything that we thought maybe probably wasn't worth donating, got rid of, taped up the boxes. Nice sort of tidy, ready to be picked up. Yeah. This is last week. Okay. And so then we moved the boxes from the garage to the front porch because they said, oh, you know, they prefer contactless, so it doesn't matter if you're there or not.
Okay.
If you can leave them somewhere securely inside your yard, we'll come and collect them.
Yeah.
We'll let you know when we're coming. Brilliant.
Great.
So we did that on the Wednesday and put them all just to the left of the front door. So they were ready to go, big pile of boxes. And then on Thursday, they came sort of late morning and picked them up. Thursday afternoon, Carly's mum messaged and goes, hey, have you got that delivery that I sent of stuff for Indy's birthday this weekend? It should be a box that's been delivered. I'm getting a confirmation.
Really?
That the delivery's happened. And we're like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So I got home at lunchtime, as I do. Carly's like, is there a box there? I was like, nah, nothing's there, babe. Yeah. Everything's gone. And she's like, oh, okay, maybe it hasn't been delivered and then she just thinks it has or whatever. Got a photo sent from the courier who dropped the box of presents and like it was like balloons and tiaras and outfits and all sorts of this box that's been delivered, and the courier, because how would he know? He's come in and he's gone, oh yeah, there's a pile of boxes. I'll put it right on top.
These people just love online shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a whole heap there delivered.
He doesn't know what they're there for, although every box did have in texture on top, salvos.
Still though, I know. Okay. I would make a mistake. Oh,
no. So he's dropped that off.
Oh.
And because the confirmation went to the mother-in-law, not to us,
yeah,
we aren't aware until later that day. And in the meantime, salvos have come through, bang, picked up the lot and taken it away. So the next day, Carly is like chasing it, calling them, spoke to the Salvos. They were really lovely about it. They're like, oh, goodness, it's either gone to Moolap or it's gone to North Geelong.
Yeah.
Carly gets onto Moolap. They're like, nah, I wasn't here. Gets onto North Geelong eventually. Yeah. Took a while longer. Finally gets onto them and the lady's like, oh, yeah, nah, everything's been emptied out. Boxes have all been distributed and it's all on the shelves or about to be put on the shelves.
They would have been so excited too, like, oh my God, how amazing is this donation?
Cool stuff,
like,
yeah. So anyway, so I go flying there on Friday, lunchtime, roll in there, the manager's waiting for me there, yeah. And her and I go through the back of the North Geelong Salvos and also what's on the shelves with a list of the confirmation order from my mother-in-law going, do you think this looks like this in this picture? We got maybe half the order back. Half the stuff. And the rest, some stuff had already sold that morning.
Yeah, of course it did.
Yeah,
What are the chances that the 1 week after 9 months, the one week we go, we're going to have that. We also have a delivery that is in a box, not in a... Because they would have known if it was a post pack. They wouldn't have grabbed that.
They would have said, see ya.
I'm so sorry I doubted you. That is an incredible story.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.